Thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
So the recent Alumni Recognition Award, some of these people up here are recipients of it this year, you will get to meet them in a minute, is an award we started 2 years ago, and what it does is we want to recognize people, especially CIU alumni, that are pouring themselves out on the mission field, in business, in the marketplace, and say, hey, we see you, we want to pray for you, we want to recognize you, and we want to spur you on in the work that you're doing. So some of the recipients here tonight of that are Caleb Hankin and Daniel Savanas. And then Sarah and Donnie at the end are representing Amelia McNeely, who's not here with us. But want to introduce them to you guys real quick. I'm going to let them go down the line. Can we go to the first slide? Amelia McNeely is one of this year's recipients. She passed away in July, promoted to glory. I love that word. But I had the chance to kind of talk to her and interview her last year and just kind of hear her heart for what it was that she did. And her parents are going to share with her a little bit, with us, a little bit of what she did. But she said this quote, and I loved it, and it stuck with me. Her heart was for Hollywood. She was a communications major. But she said, I saw the Lord at work in what some call a dark and crazy place. I saw Jesus lived out in Hollywood, which was my dream. So, Sarah, will you tell us a little bit about Amelia?
Yes, I'll be glad to. I thank y'all for letting us be here today to talk about Amelia. She loved CIU. She loved every minute of her time here and would have probably still be here if we'd still be paying for it. But she loved, her heart got strong for Hollywood while she was here. And as a mom, you know, it's like, oh, are you going to go to Hollywood? That'll be the hardest place to get into. And you're disabled. And they're a very, you know, they look a looks-based thing. And so she did get a job with a comedian, different comedians in Hollywood, and actually got to go to Hollywood a lot in her when she was able to travel. And on her first trip to Hollywood, and I was taking her to the airport, I said, well, you can't put God in a box, you're going to Hollywood. So she loved what she did, and she mostly loved the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And Amelia had cerebral palsy, which was her disability, just so you guys know. Daniel?
My name is Daniel Savanas. I graduated in 2009. I studied in the pastoral ministry program with Dr. Andre Rogers, and I also did a minor in teaching English as a foreign language. But I knew early on that I wanted to go into ministry, so I jumped right into ministry at a local church. I worked up in Long Island, New York. That's where my mom was from for about 5 years, and then just recently moved back to South Carolina. I'm working at a church in Lexington right now. I'm a middle school youth pastor. I love middle school students. I love that age group. Some people think I'm crazy for that. But this is, for me, I love what I do. I love working with that age group, with those students, and kind of seeing lives transformed in that.
Love that. How many of y'all are youth men majors? Hey.
There we go.
Hey.
I love it.
Represent. Touch base with him. Caleb?
Hey, my name is Caleb Hankin, and I graduated in 2013, and I'm a teacher at a Christian school in Fayetteville, North Carolina, called Freedom Christian Academy. Oh, there's John. He went there, too. So I love what I do. I also coach middle school soccer there, too. But what I love most is just being able to pour into these kids every day and sharing the word of God with them and being a positive role model, because a lot of these kids, they don't grow up with, you know, a father figure in their life, so... a lot of these kids, I love them so much, I want to adopt them. Sometimes I tell their parents, some of them not so much, but some of them I do. But yeah, that's just a little bit about me. And yeah, this is an awesome college. As you can see, I tried to recruit one guy from our school to go here.
Real quick too, this is really neat and the way that the Lord uses social media. I'm friends with Caleb on Facebook. And the reason that he is up here is because the things that he posts were stories of his students coming to Christ, ways that he was able to teach with them and share with them. And so how much he's encouraging, I think, the teaching community and me on Facebook, I really appreciate that. But this was cool. We had a banquet last week for homecoming, and he drove in and then drove out because he had a birthday party of one of his students that he wanted to be at the next day. So just speaks volumes. Appreciate it. Kyle.
Hey guys, so my name is Kyle. Thank you. For those of you that are new this year, I graduated in April of this year, so I'm fresh out of CIU. I own a multimedia company called KJ Films. Kyle Jones, that's my name. But I do a lot of work with small businesses and individuals to kind of help promote brand, advertise, do a lot of different things. The thing I love about my job is I get to interact with a lot of non-believers. And it's, the Lord has really worked my company in a lot of ways, so I've had a lot of opportunities to share about Jesus to people that don't know him. And it's just been a really cool ministry opportunity that I just didn't foresee when I was still at CIU. So I've just really loved the opportunities that I've been given through my company and just to kind of see it grow and see the Lord work through it. So,
Anybody interested in starting their own business one day? Nonprofit, ministry? Yeah, a couple people. He's your guy. John, will you introduce you guys?
Yeah. So my name is John and this is my beautiful wife, Abigail. We graduated in 2015. I graduated with the intercultural studies bachelor's. And Abby did psychology. We're currently both working part-time here in Columbia, and we're doing full-time support raising as we head to the mission field.
Awesome. Abby, anything to add?
I would just add that we really love the excitement of preparing to reach an unreached area that hasn't yet heard about Jesus.
That's huge. Okay, so what we're going to do is I've got some questions prepared for them. They've kind of seen some of them. They kind of haven't, but they'll pop in, jump in. So you guys are students at CIU. You get ready to leave CIU. You've left CIU. Leaving and being able to look back, what is kind of the most important thing that you feel you took away from CIU? Caleb, will you jump in on this one?
So I think it's so important to, you know, start to really form your worldview here and you know, really base it on your relationship with the Lord and on the Word of God. I've seen so many of my friends that have, you know, fallen away from the Lord after leaving CIU and even family members, and it's sad. So, you know, it's really important during this time to really get grounded in that, because the foundation that you have on the Word of God and on Christ is so important, and forming your worldview based on that. And that's something I try to share with my students all the time too, is, you know, forming your worldview and having a real relationship with Jesus where he's speaking to you and speaking truth to your life.
Mm-hmm. And that's super foundational, right? Because you realize when you get out, I think we'll agree, you don't stop learning. You almost are learning more because you're balancing more than you were. And now it's not just turning in a paper, writing a paper, but now it's, okay, I've got to figure this out for my job, starting a business, teaching a classroom, leading a youth department. So that's super huge, just have that foundation. And then something that you wish that you had paid more attention to, again, looking back while you were at CIU. Kyle, will you speak on that one?
Yeah, so short answer, everything. I think, and a lot of you guys can probably relate to this, a lot of times I got into that mindset of literally just finish the assignment, Kyle, just finish the assignment, just turn it in, like it'll be over. And I think a lot of times I just look past what my professors were trying to teach me. And, you know, looking back on it, sitting where I am now, I'm here messaging current students or past alumni, and I'm like, hey, can you send me that document? I really want to, like, look at it again. So what I would say for you guys is keep everything, because now I'm looking back, I'm like, man, I really wish I would still have that. So, yeah, literally don't take anything for granted, because looking back, I'm like, man, I really wish I would pay attention now. So,
yeah. John.
Yeah, I would say something along the same lines. It's really easy when you're in class, you're in chapel, just to kind of begin to go through the motions. But every piece of wisdom that you're able to gain here is going to be so useful for you, not only in the world, but just in your walk with Christ. Our professors have a lot to offer, and sometimes it's really easy to kind of take it for granted or to think that we know more than them, which we don't. But yeah, just enjoy the wisdom and the time that you have here.
Yeah, sometimes people ask me what I love about working at CIU, and I say the professors and the faculty and staff here are connected to a global network. I mean, every continent, every people group, there's a way in to anywhere through CIU, and that's just, that's huge, and it's really cool to think about. Okay, so paying attention. Now, this is going to be some of y'all's favorite questions, so take notes. The process of figuring out what's next? How do I go from a student to someone in full-time career? Kind of what is the biggest thing that you think helped you get a job out of college? Daniel, will you speak into that a little bit?
Yeah, I think for me, it's just, it was getting involved with what I wanted to do and trying different things. And so being involved in churches or finding opportunities for internships and both, well, for two jobs that were kind of offered to me right out of college were both of places where I was involved. One was a church where I had done my pastoral ministry internship up in Long Island, New York, and I was just, it was just a good fit. I had a good time working there with them and had done a whole summer leading their student ministry program. And so they offered me, they said, when you graduate, would you come back and work with us? And I wouldn't have had that experience or that opportunity if I hadn't gone there. The other place is a church in town that maybe you guys have been to, Gateway Baptist Church. I knew for me early on, it was just super important that I wanted to be plugged into a church community. And so when I came, my first semester I used it to kind of visit different churches and probably church hopped a little bit. But I knew I wanted to be committed. And so after my first semester, I had an opportunity at Gateway to work with their student ministry program just as a volunteer helping out. And I stayed there for my whole time in college. I worked with their student ministry program. And I always tell people now, CIU students are like the best and the worst volunteers. They're the best because really you know scripture and you understand community and you know how to do discipleship. It's just incredible. But at the same time, we have this commitment issue when we're in college. And so we're constantly going to other places or different churches. And sometimes we have to. It's a semester changes or something is different in our lives. And I understand that. But a lot of times it's just like, oh, no, there's this new pastor I want to go check out. And we change and go to a different church and just like leave fellowship and go to a different place. And so for me, being committed to one place allowed for opportunities. I got to know the people of the church. I got to know the leadership. And then when I graduated, they said, hey, we're interested in having you come on board and work with us. And so that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't been involved and hadn't been connected for so much time there. So I just think getting experiences and internships and volunteering in the field that you want to be in. And the flip side of it too is you may end up doing something that you realize, well, I don't love this. Like, again, I studied pastoral ministry. My goal was to just kind of be a pastor. I didn't know that I wanted to do student ministry. And as I volunteered, I found out not only student ministry, but specifically middle school ministry, and not so much high school, because high schoolers are mean. I was kidding.
That's great. Abby, do you want to speak into that?
Sure. I'm going to echo that a little bit. Putting down roots in a home church, I stayed in the same church my entire 4 years of my degree, and I didn't know that would be so helpful. I just really loved it and put down roots, but that's been critical. That church is sending us. There are like our sending churches. We get ready to go to the field, and I got the job that I've worked the last couple years through them. So roots are really important.
That's cool. And as long as we're on you guys, will you tell us a little bit about how many of y'all are interested in going into the mission field? Like overseas missions is kind of where you feel called. Will you guys share with us a little bit about what that journey looks like in real life, getting ready to go as you're preparing?
So it's not going to look like anything you think it will. So whatever expectation you have, just throw that out the window. The biggest thing that we found is it takes a lot of time. You don't want to rush into it at all, and it takes a lot of dependence upon the Lord for it. And so even when you think, like, where am I going to go? What organization am I going to go with? Those little details. It's constantly going to the Lord for that and seeking Him and saying, where do you want me to go? How do you want me to do this? When do you want me to go? And He'll grant you the wisdom when the time is right.
So walk us through that journey. You guys knew you wanted to go into overseas missions. What was kind of the next step?
So we didn't actually have like a specific location we were looking at, and being connected to CIU that knows every agency under the sun, we began to think, okay, like where could we be a fit at? And so we took the approach of looking at different organizations to see where could we best fit with.
Okay, you found an organization. And then what was the next step?
We asked the Lord to connect us with different, while we were at our candidate orientation, we asked for the Lord to connect us with different folks who were serving in a certain part of the world. Like literally just like God point us in a direction and connect us with people that are doing that. And we got connected with a lot of people in Southeast Asia, and to hear what the Lord is doing over there was really, really amazing. And we printed out pictures of teams and just prayed over all of them. Asking like, God, open up a door, close the door, open the door, close the door. And that was he slowly began to close some, and he opened up a few more. And then we took a survey trip this past July, which is critical, by the way, if you're looking to go on the mission field, do a survey trip.
Why? That's like my favorite question in the world. Why?
So we had two teams that we were looking at, and we were 100% set on which one we were going to go with. And we're like, God, we don't even need to do this. We know what we're doing. And then whenever we got to the area that we're going to, God was like, no, you're actually going to go here.
Wow.
And to see the ministry firsthand and to meet your team face to face and to see if there's a local church there, what that looks like. And even little things like, what does the market look like? Can you physically survive there is really important.
Mm-hmm. That's really neat. So y'all kind of found a place, you took a survey trip, you came back. Then, I mean, are you packing your bags now? You're going to move overseas. Kind of what phase are you in now as you get ready to head over?
So we're in what we call partnership development. And so that's more than just doing financial support raising.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking the time to build our team of people here in the States who are praying for us, who are involved in the ministry that we're doing. So they're actually playing a part in us going overseas more than just finances. We're auditing a class here this semester too to learn more about Buddhism, and that's quite helpful.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to launch come April is our goal.
That's cool. And you're both working part-time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just lots of little parts and pieces, right, that are working you towards that ultimate as we're being sent overseas, which is really cool. It's not always one thing. I think we try to, I'm going to do that one thing when I get out, But the biggest thing I hear from recent alumni is sometimes it's a lot of little things, getting that experience that's leading you to kind of maybe that bigger thing that's culminating. So Kyle, while we're on just kind of the topic of life after college, will you share with us a little bit about your journey of starting a business? We've talked, and I just really appreciate his heart and what the Lord has done through you. So
yeah, so my process, I feel like it would be pretty relatable to you guys. So I started the company while I was a senior at CIU and kind of grew it. But towards the end of senior year, I began to apply to a lot of different jobs and just didn't really get anything. So whenever I tell people what did the process look like of me figuring it out, you know, in a lot of ways, I really didn't figure it out. It just kind of was forced upon me. I was like, well, I didn't get any other jobs. I guess I'm going to do this thing full time, which is honestly kind of ended up what happening. I was like, well, if no one wants to hire me, I guess I'm going to keep doing my thing and prove it to myself that like I can grow something. So my process of figuring out my job was, well, I couldn't get a job and wasn't getting hired anywhere else, so I was just going to make do with what I'd already begun to do in college. And we just kind of grew it to a point where it was like, okay, well, this is actually a real job now. And just to kind of touch on what you said, a lot of thing about just owning your own company, it is the most stressful and the most emotionally draining thing that I've ever done in my entire life. I tell people all the time, like, I go to bed feeling like I'm a millionaire and wake up like I'm going to go broke and have to declare bankruptcy. You know, like, it's the craziest emotional roller coaster of all time. But, you know, I think it's really testing my faith in the Lord and just trusting in the process of, you know, walking through of what it means to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Caleb, will you, just as we're kind of going down the line, share this a little about what it was like? Because the teacher ed program, you guys do internships, job placement. How did you end up where you are at Faith?
So, at the beginning of when I was first looking for a job, I was kind of looking at, you know, where I wanted to be. And I was so worried and stressed about it. And I was really anxious. And finally, I was like, you know, why am I worried and anxious about this? Like, God has a perfect place for me. And it was almost the exact same day where I kind of surrendered that worry and anxiousness to Him, where, like, He showed me. It was like the exact same day I was like, okay, I looked up this place in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and God showed me exactly where I was going to be. So it's really a lot about surrendering what you want to what God wants for you, because what He wants for you is best. And God just really opened up the doors. I knew someone that was at my school, and I reached out to him, and he put in a good word for the principal. And the principal actually said that I was the first male she's ever hired in the elementary program, so that felt pretty cool. So, but yes, God is so faithful. If you know, just surrender your plans to Him, He'll show you what to do.
Yeah, that's cool. And Daniel, you shared with us internships, volunteering, really kind of got you to where you are. Sarah and Donnie, we talked a little about this, but what was the hardest thing you kind of feel like for Amelia with life after college? She has a disability. What was that journey that you guys watched her go through in getting a job and the fruit of it, really?
Well, I guess, you know, just being a disabled person, you automatically sort of have it's hard to walk into a job interview because you're looked at differently anyway. So I think with Amelia, she struggled with that, and she felt like early in life that the Lord had called her into the ministry and hopefully into the mission field, but she found out pretty soon after she came here that during that time that overseas missions wasn't going to happen for her, because you know, most mission boards are just not going to send somebody on the field that has any kind of health issues. And that's sad, but it's a reality, and you know, something that she had to deal with finding peace about. And so then she really felt the calling into Hollywood and that area, and but really didn't know what it looked like. And so she went down avenues that were dead ends a lot of times. But I think the most important thing that she had to learn was that even if the road we take is not the one that maybe works out, you just find you another path and you go down that path, and and God is bigger than all of us, and He knows what the end is going to look like. And I think as long as, I think she found out the hard way through struggles, was as long as you're willing that God has a place for you and He's going to use you wherever you are or whatever you look like.
Amen to that. Thank you, Sarah, for sharing. Okay, and we're going to go down the line. This is the last question for you guys, because I want to give y'all an opportunity, if you want to connect with them afterwards. What advice would you give now to current students, even to yourself, if you were back in their seats? Sarah, do you want to start?
Okay. Well, just like I said before, just not to give up and just keep finding another path. And the last 3 or 3.5 years of Amelia's life, she was pretty much confined to a hospital bed in her room at our house. And she couldn't get up and do much of anything. And so she called me at work one day and she said, "I just had the best quiet time." And I said, "Well, what was it?" And she said, "Well, I was just praying and feeling sorry for myself and saying, 'Lord, you, I don't know why I have to be so sick, because you know I would go anywhere you asked me to go, I would go.'" And she said that it was just like the Lord spoke to her and said, "If you say you'll serve me wherever that I ask you to go, so this is your Africa. This is where I'm asking you to serve me from." Uh-huh. So she started her blog from that and had her website, and she wrote on it and shared her daily inspirations. And she had the largest network, I mean, from all over the place, because she was such a people person anyway, and she always wanted to know your story. So I think that she taught me that none of us have an excuse not to serve God from wherever we are and whatever our Africa looks like, that we have, that God calls us to be there and He gives us a way to minister.
Wow, and her blog post is still up, you guys, if you ever want to get a chance to go read it. It's really encouraging.
I think for me, the biggest thing we learn and experience at CIU is just so many alumni, and people would say it's just the community. Just the we spend so much time with like-minded believers and people around us who care about us, encourage us, and spur us on. And when we get out into the real world, that's not always readily accessible. And so yeah. I think and that's why God designed church. I think that's why God has us in these smaller pockets of community, because we need that. And so, you know, in college, it may not feel like this all the time, but I think life is relatively easy. And when we leave, man, so much can happen, so much can go wrong, or so much happens to us that we need community, and we need people that we can rely on, and people that can help us. And so my biggest thing is just when you get out of here, find that or form that or create that. You have to be more intentional about that. It's not, you don't just walk out of your dorm room and there's, you know, guys there ready to encourage you and be with you and be friends with you. You have to seek that out, but that's how you're going to get through life. That's what Scripture commands.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel.
Yeah, so I would say after I graduated from college, it was pretty difficult, and a lot of you will probably be able to relate. You know, I'm still single, and something that God had to show me was, you know, that's not what life is all about. You know, my brother and sister, they graduated from college, and they married someone that, you know, they found, and I didn't, but God has shown me that that's not what life is all about. It says in John 17:3 that this is eternal life, that they would know you, Jesus Christ. And that's the riches that we have in Christ are way better than anything else we can find on this earth. And so it's so important to realize that His plans are better, and the will of God is to know Christ. If you know Him, He will add everything else to you that you need, everything that he wants for you. And one of my favorite verses is Psalm 84:11, where it says, "The Lord God bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly." So if you're seeking the Lord and you know you want something, you know, seek him about that, and he'll give you what's best for you, what's perfect for you. So I just encourage you to continue to seek the Lord about anything that you desire. We all have different desires and wants, and he'll provide everything that you need. He knows us better than anybody could ever know us, so he has a perfect plan.
Thanks, Caleb.
Yeah, so if I could just give you guys one piece of advice, is that networking really matters, whether it be in business or just in personal life. My personal company has grown purely, primarily because of networking and making the most of the relationships and the contacts that you have, continually growing your sphere of influence. So when you meet someone, care about them, stay in touch with them, because those things really matter once you graduate. You know, one great connection can really take you a long ways, and if you're growing a company, one connection can almost bring you the majority of your business in a lot of ways. So networking matters. Make the most of your connections and your relationships.
Yeah, thanks.
So I'm a bit of a go-getter, a make-it-happen kind of person. I'm sure there's a lot of people here that could probably relate to that. But out of that, the biggest advice I can give is just your dependence upon the Lord, and I couldn't state that enough. Whenever we began to graduate, I was freaking out, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm getting married in 3 months. I don't even have a job yet. And there's little tiny things like that, and then you go, like, why am I being the one to try to figure this out? Why am I not depending upon the Lord? Going throughout college, trying to figure out what steps are next. Jesus is our lifeblood, and he is our everything, and we need to completely depend on him for everything.
Love it.
I think the advice that I really needed to be reminded of in college and probably still now is to be present in the season that you're in, because it's easy to look back or look forward and miss what God has for you right now just because you're worn out or just ready to get to the next thing. So,
cool. Guys, can we give them a hand? Thank you.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.